Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life, Part 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When you follow the flesh, it'll frustrate you. When you go a wrong way, it frustrates you. Anybody in here ever missed it? Did it aggravate you? Huh? Could you tell? The further you went into it, did it bother you? Did it vex you? Frustrate your spirit? And you're thinking, something's not right about this. Well, that should cause you to know, stop. Right? It's like a doctor was saying about, he's telling somebody one time, they said, well, what can I do? You know, they'd had an injury. And he said, well, if it hurts, don't do it. He said, just like that. He said, just like that. He said, a lot of times little children know better about this. If it hurts, they quit. Yeah. But adults think they've learned better and they just push through the pain. Dumb. You re-injure it and make it worse. Nah, if it hurts, like the old joke. One guy said, Doc, you know, when I do this, it hurts. He said, well, don't do that. Quit doing that. And when something frustrates your spirit, when it bothers your heart, quit. Everybody say quit.
Quit.
When something bothers your heart, when it's vexing you, when it's frustrating you, what do you do?
Quit.
Quit. Stop it. Realize something's wrong. This is letting you know something's wrong. We're going the wrong way. We are not supposed to live even a small part of our life frustrated and vexed. Have you ever been frustrated?
Yes, sir.
I said, have you ever been frustrated? Anybody know what I'm... Or am I talking to a group of people that can't relate here this morning? Years ago, there was a particular thing that had been bothering me, and without realizing it, over a period of days and even weeks, I had gotten frustrated about it. Now, I wasn't, acting out too much about it, but inside me, when I think about it, it bothered me, it frustrated me. And I remember I was pulling out onto an on-ramp, onto an interstate in my car, and I was thinking about it, and I'm sure I had my brow wrinkled and kind of a scowl on my face. And the Lord spoke to me. I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but inside me, He said, if you're frustrated, you're not in faith. I thought, well, that wouldn't be good if you're not in faith. If you're frustrated, you're not. I got to thinking about that. Well, it'd be true. If you're in faith, we which have believed do enter into rest. If I'm in faith, I'm in rest. Are we supposed to live by faith all the time?
Yes.
Walk in faith all the time? Then that means we're supposed to be in rest all the time.
Amen.
Right? So I got a hold of that and straightened that up. They sent a fellow over one time to follow me around in healing school for several days. He was supposed to, learn some things. And so I said, okay, well, I'm just going to do what I do. So I started out the morning. I prayed for a while. I went to a class, and then I went back to another place. And after a couple of days, we walked into my office. He said, Brother Keith. I said, yeah. He said, if you were any more laid back, you'd be in a coma. I said, thank you. To me, that's a compliment. Right? I'm not supposed to be wired, frustrated, vexed. That's a sign of unspirituality. That's a sign of walking in the flesh. That's a sign of not being led. That's a sign of being in fear and unbelief. Is it true that no matter what happens, God is still on the throne? Is it true that no matter what happens, He still loves us? And He will help us out of it no matter what it is.
Amen.
That His word is true.
Yeah.
Then we ought to be cool.
Amen.
Shouldn't we?
Yeah.
That's what we ought to be cool.
Thank you, Lord.
They say, hey, your house just burnt down. You can do one of two things. You can cry for a month. You can vex your soul, or you can go, God's going to give us a better one.
Amen.
God's going to give us a better one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, your friend forsook you and left you. Well, they're lost. God will give me better friends.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Stay positive. Stay in peace. Everybody say peace. Stay in peace. Go to Romans, please. Romans, the 8th chapter. Let me give you some very, very solid things now that will help you to get out of vexation, get out of frustration, get into and stay in peace. Back to Romans 8, where we started. Have you seen enough to agree that we are instructed in the Word to follow peace? Follow peace. Then you don't follow frustration. Don't follow anxiety. In Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 5th verse. Romans 8:5, are you there? They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, in other words, they mind the things of the Spirit. Do you understand what a big part your mind plays in your spirituality? He goes on to say, for to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Life and what?
Peace.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But we're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body's dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life or alive because of righteousness. If you're walking in the flesh, you're minding fleshly, ungodly, unfaith things. The result will not be peace. It'll be vexation and frustration. If you're frustrated all the time, are you walking in the Spirit or the flesh? In the flesh. You can't walk in the Spirit frustrated all the time. No, if you're frustrated, you're in the flesh. If you're vexed, you're in the flesh. If you're walking in the Spirit, what Spirit? The Spirit of peace. If you're walking in the Spirit, then you're keeping your mind on the right things. And you will have life and peace. How many remember Isaiah 26:3? Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So what if you hadn't had peace? What if you've had worry and fear, hadn't been able to sleep? Stomach's been giving you problems because of worry. What do we know? We know you have not been keeping your mind stayed on the Lord. Right? Because if you had been keeping your mind stayed on the Lord, what would your condition be? The Hebrew literally says, peace, peace. Perfect peace, complete peace. This is significant, friend. This is so important. If I've been frustrated, if you've been frustrated, whose fault was it? I'm going to say, well, it was those people that frustrated me. It was their fault. It was that debt that I've got to deal with. It was this physical problem that I'm, you know, if you were diagnosed with this, you'd worry too. Not if I was in faith. So what if I die? Well, what if you do? Listen, I'm not getting on that airplane. What if it crashes? Well, what if you're on the ground and it crashes into you? What if it hits me and I die? Well, if the Lord tarries his coming, you're going to die. The Lord tarries his coming long enough, none of us making it out of this alive. But Do we have to live in fear? Do we have to go through every day in trepidation and scared and frustrated and vexed? No, we don't. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. I hope this is not too simple for you this morning, friend, because there are some answers here that will deliver people that have been struggling for years, if you just receive this and put it into practice right now. If you notice yourself and you're fidgety and you're anxious and you're feeling frustrated, what should you know immediately? What? I have been thinking on and talking about the wrong things. Judge yourself and say, I have been thinking about and talking about, pondering and meditating wrong things. I've been being carnally minded because it's working death in me. Right? It's robbing my peace. It's robbing my joy. It's making me upset. So if when I do this, it hurts, what do I do? Quit it. If it's making me frustrated, what should I do? Quit thinking about that. Sounds so simple, but it is life changing. I said it is life. It will deliver you. It will set you free. The devil's such a liar. And he's always coming with thoughts and feelings, and he wants you to look at this. Why is your life like that? Why hadn't you done this? What did you do wrong? And you go, I don't know. He goes, no, you don't know. You're such a mess. You haven't done this. And you go, no, I hadn't. And you don't have this. And you go, no, I don't have that. And you don't know this. And you can't do this. What kind of effect does that have on your soul? It frustrates you. It vexes you. It torments you. Well, why don't we have enough sense to realize this is hurting me? Thinking about this and talking about this is bringing me down. It's hurting me. And if I was smart, I would stop. Don't, you know, you might even want to write this down. Don't talk about. Don't meditate on what you don't know, what you can't do, what you don't have. Don't talk about it. Don't meditate on it. Don't ponder it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Peace, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-125. That's R-125. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.